USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in India, has spread to at least 62 other countries, leading to hotspots in Africa and Asia. The Western Pacific region is reporting its highest levels of infection and death since the beginning of the pandemic, with the largest rise in new cases seen in Myanmar. The WHO also said the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, has spread to 64 countries. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day, and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way of knowing whether they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The result? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is expected to call his state's legislature back for a special session after an election integrity bill was torpedoed by a walkout of Democratic lawmakers. In response, the governor threatened to veto part of the state budget that would essentially defund the Texas House. In a statement, Abbott said he considered the voting bill a must-pass piece of legislation and would add it to the agenda of a special session expected to be called by this fall. Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane tells Fox News that critics of the bill that have called it a restrictive measure haven't read the proposal.
This legislation expands voting and makes it easy to vote, tough to cheat. It doesn't punish or criminalize voters. It seeks to protect them. The crimes that are created in these documents have to do with election judges and government officials for suspending laws or taking advantage of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The White House and Senate Republicans resume talks over a deal on infrastructure spending. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden met with Republican Senator Shelley Marcapito from West Virginia on Wednesday. The main topic of discussion was infrastructure. The White House saying they'd like to work out a bipartisan deal with 10 Republican senators who positioned themselves as part of what they call the productive minority in the GOP that are willing to work with the White House. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they're talking about having a week to do that, and I think we'll see whether both sides are in fact interested in really getting to a solution.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Arizona's Secretary of State will make a run for governor. Democrat Katie Hobbs announcing Wednesday that she will enter the Democratic primary race for the state's gubernatorial election next year. Current governor, Republican Doug Ducey, is term limited and cannot run for re-election. Several Republicans have already expressed interest in running to succeed Ducey, with current state treasurer Kimberly Yee leading the pack. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.